Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Bernie's labeled himself, not me, a Democratic Socialist. I think that's the label that the president's going to lay on everyone running with Bernie if he's a nominee.
We need that kind of unification when our nominee is dividing people with a politics that says if you don't go all the way to the edge, it doesn't count. A politics that says it's my way or the highway.
Are you talking about Senator Sanders?
Yes.
The way you bring people together is by presenting an agenda that works for the working people of this country, not for the billionaire class.
The entire capitalism-socialism dichotomy is completely out of date.
When you see a government that works great for those who can hire armies of lobbyists and lawyers and make big campaign donations, and it's not working so great for everyone else, that is corruption, pure and simple, and we need to call it out for what it is.
Mayor Buttigieg is a great guy and a real patriot. He's a mayor of a small city who has done some good things, but has not demonstrated he has the ability to, and we'll soon find out, to get a broad scope of support across the spectrum, including African Americans and Latinos.
We need a perspective right now that will finally allow us to leave the politics of the past in the past, turn the page, and bring change to Washington before it's too late.
Politics of the past, I think, were not all that bad.
I'm a fresh face up here for a presidential debate, and I figure, Pete, that 59, my age, is the new 38. We have a newcomer in the White House, and look where it got us. I think having some experience is a good thing.
This is not about Hunter Biden or Vice President Biden or any Biden. This is about an abuse of power by the president.
He should be pinning a medal on Vindman and not on Rush Limbaugh. And I think what we should be doing now, I think we should all stand and give Colonel Vindman a show of how much we supported him. Stand up and clap for Vindman. Get up there. Who we are.
Wow. So that was Friday night. That's where kind of we left off. There was a big debate ahead of the New Hampshire primary, which is tomorrow. The other thing that's going to happen tonight, is Donald Trump is going to hold one of those unhinged, crazy rallies where he relives 2016 over and over again and lies to the cult about all of this progress that he, in his head, has made while the numbers still show that people in America are broke, literally broke, that 140 million Americans couldn't face a $400 emergency. And, you know, they wouldn't have $400 to spend on an emergency. And that one-third of our rural counties, are losing ground. They are literally living in poverty, which is $25,750 a year or less. Not able to work full-time. Oh, and by the way, a lot of these counties are 97% white counties. Yeah, it's just... in Alabama, 27 of 67 counties are losing ground. And, you know, Donald Trump is declaring victory, making it seem like if you are living in the city where you can't afford rent, you can't afford to buy a house, you can't afford health care, you can't afford child care, you can't afford, you know, the hospital bill if it should ever come, then he's trying to tell you that you're the loser, not him. That he's not the loser, you're the loser, and that's a giant lie. Anyway, he's going to have one of his unhinged rallies tonight in New Hampshire, but I don't know why. I guarantee you he's going to win his primary. So why the F is Donald Trump going to New Hampshire tonight to have a stupid rally when he's going to win the Republican primary in New Hampshire? Yeah, obviously it's a spite move. This is the most spiteful, disgusting, revenge-oriented president you've ever seen. You know, Friday afternoon, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman was escorted out of the White House, and his twin brother, too, going after family members now, too. Not just Vindman, who risked his career, who risked his reputation, who is now the subject of endless criticism on thousands and thousands of hours of conservative talk radio, on Fox News and other outlets like it, on being trolled by ignoramuses all over the social media world. He risked everything, and they're still saying he's not the hero Trump is for firing him and his twin brother Yevgeny, who, by the way, is an ethics officer at the National Security Council. Yeah, that's exactly what America doesn't need more of, ethics, right? He fired him. He also fired the million-dollar donor. So apparently $1 million will get you an ambassadorship in a Trump administration to the European Union, but it won't keep you there if you speak up under oath about wrongdoing, about criminal activity, about quid pro quos, bribery, extortion. Hey, it's going so well for this here democracy, isn't it, under the Donald Trump, who, by the way, just put out his budget. And his budget is, it's a shanda. His budget is a sin. His budget is grotesque. He wants to spend almost twice as much on the military as he does on domestic spending. Like, the whole budget for healthcare, education, food stamps, all the... is like almost half of what he proposes to spend on the military. On the military, there's cuts to Medicare. There's cuts to Medicaid. There's cuts to education. I'll go through and I'll tell you what the percentages is. The percentages are. I'm livid. I'm dealing with the healthcare system right now, which does not work. It is so dysfunctional. People pass the buck from one office to another. I don't want to write this. You have to go to that doctor and that doctor, because they don't know. They don't know the rules. Why? Because you have doctor's offices that are managing, 15 or 20 different healthcare plans and their rules and their coverages for their patients, plus Medicare, and they don't even take Medicaid, so let's leave that out of it, but they're managing all of the rules for all of these insurance plans and all of their codes and all of their orders and all of their... I mean, it's unbelievable. So one doctor, a cardiologist in my mother's case, will pass it off to an orthopedist, which she doesn't have. If my mother has zero mobility because she has congestive heart failure and she's literally in the last stages of it, and any walking, even with, we had to argue. We had to fight to get her oxygen at home, which she can't live without. But when they test her laying down at rest, even though she goes through cycles of not being able to catch her breath at rest, if they don't catch her having a shortness of breath at rest the very moment that they're putting the little oxygen thing on your finger, then they tell you you should go home without oxygen. Meanwhile, I had a fight in the hospital so hard to get them to do what is normal, a saturation test, which means you have to walk somebody around. They have to walk for 6 minutes without oxygen and their oxygen levels be monitored. And if it falls below like 83, you get oxygen at home. I had a fight for them to do that. And when they finally did that, obviously her oxygen level was 80 because she's in the last stages of congestive heart failure. Oh yeah, we'll send you home with oxygen. Then you have to fight with the case manager downstairs because she said, they never told me this patient needed oxygen at home. And now you're going to wait for 3 hours while I figure out how to write it up and blow. And then you get home and you get the oxygen at home. And you got to call the oxygen company because they're going to have to come because they send you home with a tank that lasts for 4 hours. I mean, how is a 90-year-old supposed to navigate this? They can't. That's what's wrong with the healthcare system. And that's just a minuscule little snapshot of what it is.